The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. Thanks for stopping in. This is Luke Geller, your host, and you are listening to TBP USA. What? What was that? No, I didn't just it. Of course I did. I shortened it. No, you're listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. I am your host, Luke Geller. As I said, I want to thank you for coming in and listening. This is a live video along with going live for my podcast. So what do I say? I'm not good at doing live. I'm not good at doing live. But we're going to do it anyways, right? Okay, that's what I thought. Hi, honey. So this is episode 25 of The Back Porch USA. We did not reach our 1,000 plays goal for season 2. Folks, I need your help. You gotta spread the word. You gotta spread the word about The Back Porch USA. Tell your friends, tell your family. Say, hey, you may not like listening to a podcast, but this is entertaining. This can be entertaining, and it's short. It takes a drop in the bucket out of your day to listen to my podcast. I'm not going to force anything else on you. But we're going to get started tonight with the... excuse me. With the Hollywood Trio. And the next story that we have is... Now, see, this is the bad part about doing live and all this, because I'm trying to read and figure out where the hell I'm at. Oh, yes, yes. The Brew and Goo Mystery. Brew and Goo Mystery. Okay. So, episode 25, here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the Back Porch USA. I love you. Every country that I'm in, France, I love you guys. Qatar, I hear you. I know you're there. Ireland, I know you're there. I love you too. United States, you guys are here. You're not as big as France, though. So, all right. As of now, in Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Florida is the home of Zion Hall, Tyreek Williams, and Tremaine Hill, where they were found to be in possession of more than $150,000 in cash, an AK-47, Smith & Wesson pistol. Okay, you know, we get it, they had guns. Any good criminal has a gun anyways. But that put aside, they also had cell phones, iPads, jewelry, designer handbags, ammo, blank checks, fake debit cards, and fake credit cards. And they gained all of this after a string of burglaries. Now, the string of burglaries is where they get all this from. But what you're not getting out of it is that they were actually tracked. Authorities believe that these three geniuses belong to a larger criminal organization of all things. But if they are, it won't be for very long. Trust me. They're going to go kerblat. These guys are meat burgers, folks. Meat burgers! Yeah! You see, they just so happen to have on I hate live videos, but you guys love it. They just so happen to have been on house arrest already for a prior conviction. And they were tracked and arrested using the GPS locators on their ankle bracelets, folks. On their ankle bracelets. These guys are so stupid that they can't even... You say, oh, we're going to go on a crime spree. We got ankle bracelets on. Awesome. They were tracked and arrested using the GPS locator on their ankle bracelets. They are in custody. They are being charged for multiple felonies. And you just can't help but wonder how stupid. I mean, these people, it really makes you wonder if their parents had any children that lived. Okay, moving on. You guys are lucky. Tonight, no commercial. You just get to put up with me yabbering. The next one up that I have for you is the 30-year-old, the special, the Brew and Goo mystery. While renovating the Walla Walla, Washington Public Library, workers had stumbled upon a real-life mystery, if you can put it that way, because hidden inside of one of the shelving corner panels of the library's mystery section, of all places, the mystery section, were five unopened cans of Hams beer and a bag of Godzilla Heads bubble gum, both, which, according to federal regulations on when they started putting warnings on alcohol, which was 1988, these two treasures predate 1988. The Godzilla Heads bubblegum came in just before 1988, 1987, if I remember right. Anyways, while the wannabe 30-year-old treasure isn't anything that you will find in a Doctor Who's massive library or being hunted by Nick Cage for some crazy adventure, these artifacts themselves are absolute proof that bad boys will always be where you least expect them to be. According to the city of Walla Walla, the Brew and Goo artifacts have been permanently relocated to another city facility and now reside in the Sudbury landfill. Well, folks, that's all I got for you for stories tonight. But to continue on, check this out. We got merch. Let's see if I can... Woo, look at that. Merch. We're going to have contests. This is the end of season two. We're going to have contests. We're going to have guests on... We're just gearing up. Season three is going to be a big thing. Stop on by. We're going to keep on doing the weird, the wild, the wacky, the wonderful, the strange, the bizarre. Everything brought together for your entertainment, folks. But we have a special treat for you. The battle, the war between squirrels and mankind, has been raging since 1918, if not before. What will we find out? Who will the true allies be? Are squirrels evil commandos? or are they just friendly little assholes? I love you guys. I'm out. Mom, I love you. Thank you for dropping in. This has been a hell of a ride for season two. It's going to be 3 months until season three comes out. I am taking a hiatus, well-deserved one, but hey, you guys will live without me. You got to continue to spread the word about me, though. Don't forget to tell your friends and family. My podcasts are up, they are there, and they are permanent on anchor.fm/TBP-USA. They are available on Spotify. They are available on iHeartRadio. They are available almost everywhere you can imagine. So continue to listen, re-listen, listen to the shows you love. If you don't love them, screw you anyways. I love you guys. Okay, I'm out. Deuces. Catch you on the flip side 3 months from now. Love you. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, TheBackPorchUSA@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.